exploration of fandom culture.
First of all, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Megan.
And how and when did you discover Dan and Phil?
I was in year six, so it must have been 2016, 2017, and one of my friends was obsessed with them. And so I started watching a few of their videos, and my mum was like, who are these fucking twinks?
Good start.
She didn't say that, but she was like, who are these men? Why are you watching these men? What are they doing?
My parents were the same, because me and my older sister were both obsessed with Dan and Phil at the same time, so it was a bit
and
like...
I was, at the moment, at that time, I was, like, watching Sims and Minecraft. Not even Sims content, that was 2018. I was basically watching Minecraft videos, which my mum was always like, why are their voices like that? What is the point of this? Every YouTube video, she had some kind of criticism. Nothing was good enough for her. So I started watching Dan and Phil, and I would genuinely have to watch it. She would always make comments. She was like, who are these men? Why are you watching? Why are there men on the screen? I was like, what is this? Interrogation. And so one of my friends was obsessed with them, and she bought me their book, The Amazing Book Is Not Fire.
Oh, that book is fire.
For my 12th birthday, we had a sleepover, and my mum still hates the book. She's like, who is this book about these YouTubers? Through, and it was an expensive book, so I was very happy. Like, it was a great present for my friend. But we were clearing through my room. My mum was like, do you still need this stupid YouTuber book? Like, what is the point? And I was like, mum, I still listen to these people. So there we go. So yeah, my friends introduced me to Dan and Phil, and they were all like really obsessed with them. And you know what's funny? I have no idea, this friend who introduced me to Dan and Phil, what their name is.
Really?
Because they've changed their name 5 times since I've known them.
Oh, okay.
In the last 10 years. This was like 10 years ago. This is a decade.
Likely for a Dan and Phil fan.
Genuinely likely for a Dan and Phil fan. So I don't know how to contact them. Like, I don't know how to... When the Basically We Are Gay came out, I did not know... I needed to, like, contact all my Dan and Phil people. But they'd all changed their names!
Oh, no. So you couldn't find any of them?
I found one of them, but it was very awkward because I was like, who do I speak to? So I was like, quickly messaged on Instagram. But yeah, the main person who introduced me to Dan and Phil, who was like, they're gay. I was like, that was a whole...
I know, when Dan and Phil hard launched, I genuinely contacted my best friend from when I was 11 years old.
Yeah, same.
I hadn't spoken to since I was...
I hadn't spoken to this person since...
Was it
earlier
this... It was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've already, like, lost track of time.
Where were you when they hard launched?
I can't remember.
I was in my room going to bed, and it was very late at night. And I went on Tumblr, and they were reacting to the tweet, like, if you're ever a fan of Dan and Phil, you want to be online in an hour. And it was, like, that was, like, 2 hours. Like, it had said 2 hours ago, like, oh, gosh, what's happening? So I check YouTube, and then it goes... We are in a... It was, like, the original title. It wasn't basically... We are in a relationship, the truth. And it's a long video. It's, like, 45 minutes. I had a 9 a.m. the next day. It must have been a Tuesday then. And I had a 9 a.m. with my least favourite professor, who I knew was going to grill me on my reading that I hadn't done. So I watched the entire video. I texted my flatmate, who I knew watched Dan and Phil, and I was like, have you seen the video? She was like, well, what video? I need to go to bed. I have a 9 a.m. And I was like, I'm going to miss out.
You gotta watch it.
And then she didn't watch the video until like 3 days later. And she was like, oh my God, the Dan and Phil video. And I was like, girl, you're so behind. Anyway, I watched it, and we were kind of new, but it was so... I never thought we would get that part of Dan and Phil.
Yeah, this is I
don't think we deserved that. I'm not going to lie.
So true.
Being a fanny in 20... I mean, it was in 2018, so not really 2016, 2014, when it was really awful.
Yeah.
But the way people behaved was very weird. In their hiatus, people behaved very weird. Like, being on Tumblr at that time... The reason I joined Tumblr was because of Dan and Phil, to interact with that community. And there were people that were like, I hate Phil, and he's just like... Or people who were like, oh, I think Dan only uploads a video when he needs money.
I do remember this
crazy.
Sort of like, it was really, I was a big fan of Dan and Phil in like 2018 as well, and I remember like the culture was really weird.
It was very weird.
It was like
the whole, oh, they're together, let's go.
Yeah, everyone's speculating, but then also being like low-key disrespectful all the time.
When did they come out?
Oh God, 2019, I think. So it wasn't like, it honestly was not that like long
but
after it.
It was
but...
kind of like, I was watching Dan and Phil for like a year or two and a half.
But yeah, like obviously.
But they didn't release many videos. So you were watching their backlog, so I was consuming a lot of their content, and then it was still very slow before they came out. And I didn't watch. I must have stopped watching them, because I didn't realise Dan had released a coming out video until I watched Phil's.
Oh no.
So it was the summer, so I must have been away or something. And I was like a month late to the whole damn UK thing. And then I kind of got back in, over lockdown, I got back into Danafil.
Yeah.
And then they fell off, we were just saying before the pod.
Yeah, I feel like their content did, like, they both came out and then it's sort of just like...
No, they went on hiatus, you've got to remember that.
Oh yeah, I completely forgot about that.
So that's why they fell off.
But yeah, they, I feel like when, even when they first came back, their content wasn't that good. Like,
no,
I remember, I remember watching their, like, What Dan and Phil Text Each Other video and thinking, like, they're not as funny as they used to be.
Well, also, we've grown up.
Like, yeah, I that's another thing.
It's, like, almost been 10 years.
But then I also feel like, obviously, that was sort of, like... What year was that even? I don't know, 2023?
They've been doing it for a while.
But then I sort of stopped watching Dan and Phil for a couple years, and then I got back into them, like, last year. And
I'd
now,
watch about one video every 2 months.
Yeah, and now then, I really like their content.
And now I consume everything.
But I feel like they've changed, like, so much now. I love, like, the era that they're in.
I think they are more free.
100%. Like, after the... We're in a relationship video. I feel like they've become so much more, like, comfortable.
And you could tell, they, like, the first few gaming videos were okay, but, like, Dan was enjoying it, and then it was like, they don't want to be doing gaming.
Yeah.
So you could tell they were waiting for that switch. And they, I think they were building up for a while, maybe a year or two.
Yeah.
They were building up for that switch, and I think it's better. People don't watch gaming content. And also, their gaming content is bad because they're bad at games.
I mean, watching, their Sims series was fabulous.
So I loved the Sims series when I was younger. And then I play The Sims. I have, yeah, I have over 1,000 hours on The Sims.
As you should.
I can, in a week of playing The Sims, I could build better than Dan and Phil. I could just use The Sims better than Dan and Phil. Their lack of knowledge for someone who's been playing The Sims. They've been playing
like
The Sims for
10
years. I can't watch The Sims videos. And they have all the packs. Dan and Phil give me all the packs.
Yeah.
Give me all the packs and I will teach you how to play the Sims.
I think that they should, like, return to Sims. It would be fun. But also, I feel like that they wouldn't want to.
I always
thought
Phil played the Sims in the spare time, but they clearly, like, did not play for years and do not remember it.
Yeah.
And I don't like golf videos, so. I love the podcast. I love a podcast. And I like, because I.
Yeah, I love podcasts.
I'm old and unk, so I have to walk to uni because I don't live here. 20-minute walk, which means I can listen to half of the podcast on the way to uni and half on the way back.
Hell yeah.
Or I can sit in the library for half an hour and pretend to do work while listening to the podcast.
I listen to Hard Launch every week, and I also the two podcasts that I listen to all the time are Shut Up I'm Talking and Hard Launch. Shut Up I'm Talking is
the
great.
Dan and Phil collab. Shut Up I'm Talking was a soft launch of their relationship because there was a clip.
The Shut Up I'm
and
Talking Hard
I genuinely,
Launch crossover.
I promise you, this
was
in the video because I saw it on Twitter, but it's been edited out of everything. There's a thing with the whole "Would you still love me if I am a worm" thing that they did, and Dan in the original video goes, "Babe, of course I would love you if you were a worm." No, he says "babe," and I'm like, "What?" I love how Tommy and Jack are absolutely terrified of all the fannies.
I think literally
also,
even...
I was around when calling yourself a fanny was like a slur.
Yeah, me too.
Demon fannies. Whereas we're all fans. Well, I guess
fans.
We're fans,
with
not fannies.
With a PH.
Yeah. Well, everyone listening to this knows we're meeting with a PH.
Yes.
We're a family.
We all
we're
gonna
go.
PH.
We need to go on a family outing to the train museum.
We actually do.
This is just...
I mean, I saw that Dan and Phil Society did like a tour around York of like all the places that Phil...
Okay. Do you want...
obviously Phil Lester is a Uni of York alumni.
Do you want a fun fact?
I would love one.
Do you know what college Phil Lester
He was
went?
In Halifax.
Even Phil lived in the same college that we live in. York,
that's so mental.
Which is crazy. And I watched that video like a few months ago and I had to text my flatmate like, Phil literally lived in our neighbour's house. And we know who lives in that house.
That's crazy.
Well, we did. One of my flatmates dated a girl in that house.
Oh no.
And here's all his things he was saying about Halifax. I was like, oh my god.
It's so true.
It's so true. It's such an awful place to live. It's not anymore. Don't be off put. Well, do be. I don't know. It's you pay
live
what you
live in Derwent instead or something. I don't know.
I know, but it is cheap. Like, what's the next question?
But how have they impacted or inspired you or what do they mean to you?
Not a lot. No, they do mean it. They are my childhood. So seeing them be openly gay is like crazy.
Yeah.
I still think... although I am a different generation to them, there's still a bit of internal homophobia as a queer person. The reason I didn't know Dan and Phil came out individually in 2018, 2019, or whatever they did, was because I was going through Minecraft Phase Part 1, which when no
Part
one,
one.
When no one watched Minecraft in 2018, and I was watching Scott Smajor.
Scott Smajor, oh my god, that's a throwback.
One of my favourite YouTubers, who I used to, well, not one of my favourite, but like I watched him for like 5 years. Like probably the longest I've ever watched anyone is JuxaxLife.
Oh,
when
yes.
he did Minecraft content, he stopped doing Minecraft content, and Minecraft blows up. He could have been a millionaire.
Rip.
And now he's only, I mean, he found his niche. He did play button stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you've watched the Shut Up and Talking episode, haven't mm-hmm. you? So
I think that, like, with regards to Dan and Phil, they have this, like, weird sort of presence on YouTube in the fact that, like, they're kind of, like,
They're unks, and they don't really talk to.
They're not really part of, like, a YouTuber, like, quote unquote group.
And I
like, back in the day, they were sort of part of, like, the, like, the British, like, sort of, because obviously there's, like, Tyler Oakley and, like, all of those sort of British YouTubers who were also popular at the same time, but they never really, like, were part of, like, the group. And I feel like even now they're still just in their own corner.
I also think all their colleagues have retired.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're unk and on their own, and then they're in their second revival phase. And they are too old to be dealing with anyone else's stuff. And I don't know how they have cracked the algorithm, because they did fall off. I think it's the podcast genre that is working.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I think
free
hard
and
launches.
Cringe, and we're all 20 and old.
Yeah, I'm not 11 now. I am
an adult.
I'm like, I'm nearly 19. I still watch Dan and Phil.
I wouldn't say I have adult money.
It's been 8 years.
I don't say I have adult money, but like, if I wanted to buy a Dan and Phil calendar, I could. If I wanted to buy the Patreon,
me
I
and
could.
My siblings, we're subscribed to the Dan and Phil Patreon, but we all just like, I think it's like £7 or something. I actually don't know.
I wanted to watch their heated rivalry reaction.
Yeah, because we all like, we just share a Patreon account, which I don't know if that is actually allowed. And I just pay like £2, and they pay like £3 each.
My little brother, okay. What Dan and Phil means to me is actually, this is an important story. Is I go on my little brother gets Instagram 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And the other day, for example, he just doesn't text me on WhatsApp anymore. We message on Instagram because I can send him reels. But we have weirdly similar interests to the point where I went on his Instagram following and he was following Dan and Phil. And I was like, I don't follow Dan and Phil. Why are you following Dan and Phil? Because I wanted to see if he was following any of our family members. Because there was some family drama and I wanted gossip. So I saw your family, I was like, brother, you are following Dan and Phil. I can't call my brother gay, but
but
he follows Dan and Phil, guys.
Yeah, there's what a little doing? Something going on
you
there.
You cannot be 14 and straight and watching Dan and Phil.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, Mike.
But I feel like I'm kind of in a similar spot because, like,
we'll be listening to
Dan
this.
And Phil is something that, like, me and my siblings bond over as well. Because me and my older sister are both obsessed with Dan and Phil, like, way back in 2018. And, like, we both still like them.
But I was explaining to my brother what, like, the relationship reveal meant, and he was just like, oh, you're old.
Wow. But yeah, my younger brother also actually only got into Dan and Phil, like, recently, like, past, like, 3-4 months or so.
But I think that's good.
And it's, like, it's
actually
really strange.
I'm happy.
Like,
I don't want Dan and Phil just to have unks as their audience. And
that's
they're
true.
Actually getting new viewers, and we know the people that... I didn't speak to my brother about Dan and Phil at all. Like, we did not speak
about
it. Yeah,
just independently
found
them.
I did get
them.
Him into podcasts, but...
But yeah, I feel like Dan and Phil, like, it's so strange to me as someone who's been a fan of them. Not a consistent fan. I never didn't like them, but as someone who... I haven't been watching them consistently for 8 years, but I would say, like, been a Dan and Phil fan for, like, 8 years.
I've got a crazy combination,
like,
here from
people
my brother.
Who... Yeah. Are now finding Dan and Phil, like, they didn't experience the whole, like, pre, like,
they
coming out
era. The hiatus,
they didn't experience
no
the hiatus.
Content, the
they didn't experience all of that. It's really strange.
Because there's a whole culture. The reason I found a lot of the, when I was into Minecraft stuff, very strange, and I still, because people who were, whose first fandom was, like, Minecraft, were so unhinged, and that's because they didn't have the Dan and Phil unhinged fandom, where it was everyone's first fandom, and no one was behaving themselves. No, what Dan and Phil means to me is I have something I can talk to my brother about through his following on Instagram. Through me stalking my brother on Instagram, I find out he likes Dan and Phil, and now we can have a conversation starter, and I can be like, have you listened to the podcast? And he will say, no, I have a life. Get a job.
Fair enough.
So what else are we
saying?
Impacts have they had on their communities? I say... They've taught people how... Their fandom was so toxic that everyone's kind of scarred.
Yeah.
And
see,
we're all very polite
now. This is,
now.
Like,
a normal.
One thing that I really, like, think about a lot when it comes to Dan and Phil is the fact that they went through having a fandom that was so, like, intrusive and speculative. And then, like, how many years later, like, 10 years later, they've, like...
I'm going to say two words to you. B-duo.
Oh my god. I used to say that Rambu and Tubbo were like the Dan and Phil of our generation. Except Dan and Phil are the Dan and Phil of our generation. But you know what I mean.
For example, the way those two were treated was very respectful. And don't talk about their private lives. And don't say this. Because of Dan and Phil, we're a generation scarred by our past. And the past of fandom.
Yeah. And like, I just think for Dan and Phil too, like, I think the fact that they managed to turn around and say, you know, like, we're in a relationship, this is what it's like, and like, but
forgive
still,
us. They,
yeah,
forgive
for,
us.
They forgave the fan base for like all the shit deserve. That they went through. Yeah. Any memories? Any
I haven't
particular
met
memories?
Them, but I do remember.
I really want to meet them.
Tumblr used to have group chats.
I remember,
and
oh
I
my
was
goodness.
In the Dan and Phil group chat, and it was run by someone with a username like Dan's Eilish. Eyelash. So I still follow them on Tumblr, but they're not active because I was going to message them and be like, anyway. And I was on that, and this random fanny was like, I live next to Dan and Phil. I know their Wi-Fi password, and they are gay.
That's so crazy.
And I was like, I'm a Londoner. I was like, no, you don't. And they were saying this stuff about their apartment. And as a watcher of Dan and Phil, I was like, we know their apartment. Their apartment isn't like that. You are making this up. And they were so convinced, like, it was so stupid. And everyone was, like, dogging on them for real. It was so funny. Like, that's such a Dan and Phil fandom memory. I live next to Dan and Phil, they are gay, and their Wi-Fi password is this.
Like, people just make stuff up like that all the time.
And
I remember, like,
Dan and Phil, from being a Londoner, they live in a nicer bit of London, and you were not there. I mean, you could be 14 and living with your parents, but you were not living in, essentially, trendy, probably...
Very expensive,
young, kind of gay people London. Like, you were not living in that area.
Yeah. I mean, didn't they move house, like...
Yeah. They live in
North... Really recently,
they
actually.
They live in North London somewhere.
I
know that because...
See, I don't know London at all, because I'm not a Londoner. I don't go to London very much.
I don't know where they live, and I don't want to know where they live.
Yeah, I feel like we should let them have that privacy.
So, London is very big. It makes about 15% of the UK's population live there, by the way. This is a caveat. So it's like saying, they live in the north. They live in Wales. In fact, saying someone lives in Wales is more specific than saying someone lives in North London.
Yeah.
So they live in North London. That's still like 5 million people. So it's not even specific. We're not doxing them. I don't know what borough they are in. You know, boroughs have like, some of them have more people living in one borough than like the top 10, like... most of the UK cities. It's like the most insane. There's more people living in where I'm from than York.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like London is a good place to live, like, if you want that anonymity. And like, I obviously they already, like,
they are
lived
very
there before.
I'm surprised they didn't move to Brighton at some point.
Yeah, every YouTuber lives in Brighton.
I also think they do not like that sort of lifestyle.
Fair enough.
I think London is a great place to live. My Dan and Phil theory, prediction, tour in, like, less than a year, they'll now go on tour.
Yeah.
I think they like the light stuff.
And next time they go on tour, I really want to see them because I've actually missed every single tour.
I'll go with you.
Let's go together.
It'll be
fun.
In London. You can stay in my house.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, I've missed every single tour they've done because in 2018 there was Interactive Introverts.
By the time they do a tour.
That's mental.
So I would have gone through the entirety... So let's say the first tour was when I was in year 7. I would have gone through the entirety of school.
Wait.
I can't even remember the last tour.
Okay, Amazing Tour is Not on Fire.
Yeah.
And then Dan and Phil Gart's Side. Was that a tour?
No, that was just
an era. Okay, and then Interactive Introverts, Terrible Influence. Tit. And was that their last one?
Yeah, when was that? It was not that long ago.
2024. So it was 2 years ago. So they're going to go on tour again, surely.
No, but that's not very long ago.
I mean, yeah, you do need like a long break.
I genuinely should have gone.
I really did think about going, but that was like...
I appreciated their artistry, but they were kind of cringe at the time, and I was like, the tour looks cringe, and I know... It was, like, just falling out of, like... I think it was booking it. Everyone was kind of falling out of the Minecraft phase.
Yeah.
And all their fans also watched that. And I go, they're going to be cringe and annoying. And the reason I didn't go and see, like, Tommy in it doing his comedy, even though I'd love to, because the fans are cringe and annoying.
I feel like, yeah, there is a big overlap with, like...
And everyone needs
the
to
The fan bases
up
of, like, the Minecraft and, like, Dan and Phil.
And the worst overlap.
I feel
not
like,
a good overlap.
I feel
mean,
like
it's
like a pipeline.
Good,
it's like
it's
you
good.
Went, like, Dan and Phil to Minecraft back to Dan and Phil. You know, talking about their tours reminds me of... Have you watched their videos that, like, how we almost died on holiday?
I think the fannies have been whispering that they have almost died on holiday yet again.
Really?
Yeah, they're currently on holiday right now.
Yeah, they
have
are.
Have fun in Australia.
Yeah, because I would listen
I don't know
to
where
their...
they are.
I think they are actually in Australia.
No, they said other side of the world. I feel like they could be in Thailand or Singapore or Japan. They're in Japan.
I have no
what
idea
time
where they
of
are
year
actually.
It's going to be the wedding in Japan. Do you remember the wedding?
Oh my goodness. I didn't even. Oh my god. You just like dug up a deep memory. So yeah, people. Okay, for those unaware, Dan and Phil went on holiday together to Japan in. Was it 20. I don't even remember what year it was. Was it 2018 or was it before? It might have been 2017. I don't know.
It was 2018.
Yeah, and
they
people,
went a few years ago.
And people went, oh, they went on holiday to Japan together. They got married there. What
no,
do you
it was
mean?
The second Japan holiday people think they got married at.
But, like, I remember there was rumours about the first one as well.
I mean, there's always rumours they're getting married.
There's
they
always
get, rumours. They got married in Vegas.
I genuinely don't think they're ever going to get married.
No,
or if they do, it'll
no,
be...
No, no, no. Dan doesn't believe in the institution of marriage because his parents had a terrible whatever relationship. We know
yeah.
this. The man overshares. I don't think Dan believes in marriage, and I think Phil is very chill. I think they could. I think they would, like, do, like, a civil...
But, like, they've been together for, like, 16 years, and they haven't got married yet.
Okay, but my dad...
Like, 16 years and
dad,
no ring, break
my,
up with him.
My dad was together with my stepmom for 13 years. She had two kids, and they only got married after that.
Wow.
And now they've been together for
Do you think
years.
Dan and Phil will get married in, like, 2029? That actually sounds kind of feasible. Because that'll be 20 years of their relationship.
I'm surprised they didn't get married in 2022, if you know the...
Maybe they did.
Maybe they did.
Have you got anything to hard launch? We can do this bit now.
I'm hard launching our podcast.
Yeah,
I'm
hard
launching Phil coming on our radio show.
Please.
Phil, come on News Hour.
I mean, Phil, he didn't do URY, but he was a member of
This is actually a
Uni
problem. Every time I mention this, can we email Phil? They go, he wasn't a member of URY.
We
and
can
I
email
go,
him anyway.
Can we not just email him? He wasn't a member of URY. Tom Scott, he hates us.
I think that Tom Scott, Dan and Phil crossover on podcast will go crazy.
Tom Scott and Phil were at uni at the same time.
They were, weren't they? Oh my goodness.
Do you
and
think,
Tom Scott
do,
ran for, like, union affairs as well. Like,
do we think...
Did Phil vote for him?
Did Phil vote for Mad Captain Tom for union affairs in 2009
oh
or whatever?
God. I think he did.
I think he did. That is what I'm going to hard launch. I'm going to hard launch.
We're hard launching that Phil voted for Tom Scott.
I actually am. Okay, we're going to send that in as a hard launch.
Yeah, we'll do it. The podcast. I'd like to give a special thank you to Megan Francis for coming on the podcast and to Ben Kingston for creating the jingles.